With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Five people, including three children, have been killed in a school bus collision with a semi in Illinois. Authorities say the bus crossed the center line of a highway into the path of the truck. Both vehicles then caught on fire. Four people on the bus, three kids and the driver. Truck driver was also killed. President Biden's Housing and Urban Development Secretary is resigning.
HUD Secretary Marcia Fudge announced she will leave her post on March 22nd after having served since the start of the Biden administration. In a statement, she said she was leaving with mixed emotions but did not include a reason she was resigning now. President Biden thanked Fudge for working hard to lower housing costs and increase supply. The cabinet vacancy comes during an election year, and the White House says the president will nominate a replacement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says President Biden's fluctuating support for Israel causing American Jews to fear they may not be safe in America.
Does the U.S. really support an Israeli victory over Hamas?
The jury's out.
Dr. Michael Oren says that's because dual messages from President Biden leave Jewish allies and Hamas terrorists alike unclear about U.S. support.
Leading Hamas to conclude that it has everything to gain by holding on and not conceding, not giving up hostages.
And Oren says that leaves U.S. Jewish leaders fearful of a surge in anti-Semitism.
I've never seen anything like this. And, you know, I've been in this field a long time. I've seen fear in the face of American Jews.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Poland's president calling on other members of NATO to raise their spending on defense to 3% of their gross domestic product. That comes as Russia puts its economy on a war footing, the invasion in Ukraine. This is SRN News. Florida lawmakers approving a measure that would allow volunteer chaplains in public schools.
Under a bill that's been sent to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida school districts could opt to allow volunteer chaplains into their buildings. The state Senate passed the bill over the objections of opponents who argued religion should be kept out of schools. Supporters argued the legislation will provide another resource for children and pointed to chaplains who serve in other government roles, such as police or military chaplains. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Abortion clinics in Maryland could pay for enhanced security and greater access through a grant program being considered by state lawmakers. Supporters want to tap into millions of dollars that they say has sat unused by insurance carriers. That's all part of a federal Affordable Care Act. This is SRN News. Now, the state of Florida and the Seminole Tribe will be raking in hundreds of millions of dollars from online sports betting this decade, thanks to a deal between the tribe and Governor Ron DeSantis that gave the tribe exclusive rights to run sports wagers.
Two competitors of the Seminole Tribe of Florida are asking the Supreme Court to hear their case and stop online sports gambling off tribal lands. They say a compact signed by the governor and the tribe gives them a sports gambling monopoly and creates a backdoor way out of a requirement that a citizens' initiative is needed to expand casino gambling outside tribal land. Miami resident Jason Molina says it's a new thing for him.
Just a way to have more on the game and be more enthusiastic about it. I learned it from one of my friends, Alex. He got me into it, and ever since, I've loved it.
I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com.